Gail, why don't you come up? We'll try to get it quieted down. Again, the schedule is to start with representatives of the tribes. I don't have any official representatives or cards filled out, so we're going to go to the EPA. Gail Louis. He's bumping him down.
Can you hear me okay? Is this loud enough?
Good here.
Okay. Good morning, and my name is Gail Louis, and I'm with the Environmental Protection Agency out of San Francisco, Region 9. There are a couple other folks in the audience who are working with us on Klamath River. Susan Keitel and Tim Wilhite are both EPA employees. I want to preface my remarks by saying that we in Region 9 cover, our region covers California. We've been working very closely as well with Region 10, which covers the Oregon office. And so we have been a part of a technical team that's been working with your staff since 2002, 2003 on these TMDLs. And the team consists, as was mentioned before, of regional board staff, staff from the Oregon Department of Environmental Quality, staff from both EPA regions. And I want to emphasize that this has been a coordinated interstate effort because, as you all know, this is an interstate basin, and it's important to both have an analysis and focus improvements on water quality on both sides of the border, and particularly acknowledging that a large portion of what comes into the river comes from upstream and has direct influence downstream. So just with that as a backdrop, wanted to also say that we have, as was mentioned before, been working with Tetra Tech, who is an EPA consultant, on the modeling and on the analysis. They've been under contract to us, and the technical team that I described before has been overseeing the technical work, and including the analysis and allocations that have been developed to meet water quality objectives in the river. I would like to, on behalf of EPA, and as our written comments conveyed, clearly convey that our confidence that the TMDLs and the allocations as presented by the board in the TMDL documents are based on the best available data that we had at the time and use a strong technical approach to attain water quality standards in the river. I want to speak a little bit to the modeling because that's come up earlier, and just to emphasize that we did use as one of the tools a hydrodynamic model for trying to evaluate what's going on in the river and what sorts of impacts actions surrounding in the watershed have on the river, and how we could develop then allocations that are appropriate for meeting standards. And like all models, the model that we used for this TMDL has some inherent uncertainties. And part of our goal and our intent in developing a model is to use the available resources and in the available time to develop a representation as best we can for what's happening in the river. We are not able and not striving for a perfect model, but we're trying to attain something that is an appropriate tool and is representative of what's happening in the river. As Matt mentioned earlier, the model itself has gone through peer review previously, both a formal peer review as well as California peer review. During the public comment period, there were additional comments and review, most notably by the U.S. Geological Survey under contract to the Bureau of Reclamation. Given the complexity of the model and the fact that we have completed additional work on the TMDL since the models were last reviewed, we are not surprised that USGS review has raised some issues that were not part of the previous reviews. We are still going through the comments in detail. On the surface, the comments appear to call the modeling into serious question, but a deeper review that we are still in the process of indicates that many of these comments are focused on elements of the model that are probably not significant with respect to the allocations. We are still evaluating the comments, and as David alluded to, staff will be coming back to you, regional board staff will be coming back to you with any proposed next steps. But I do want to say that as of today, we have not identified any significant issues out of those comments that would substantially change the overall thrust of the TMDL and the allocations. It remains to be seen whether we will be redoing any of the modeling or any of the scenarios. But I do want to say that we still have and had and still have complete confidence that this is the best available tool for us to be using. I wanted to speak a little bit just to implementation, and again, these comments are part of our written record as well. We want to convey our support for the implementation approach that staff described in the TMDL document, and particularly the proposed manner of coming into compliance with the state's non-point source policy. And in addition, we would suggest as you continue to refine some of these components that you consider a couple additional or enhancements, including establishing a management system that ensures accountability, feedback, transparency, and adaptive management. Identifying compliance dates with measurable milestones and a corresponding monitoring program to track progress. Fostering a watershed approach in targeted tributaries to facilitate cost-effective implementation consistent with TMDL load allocations. And I think that really represents an opportunity both to assess and acknowledge the existing efforts that are currently happening and try to build upon those, and also a way of bringing together many parties who are involved in a particular basin to work together and to finding solutions. And then, as said before, acknowledge and build upon the existing efforts that are happening to control and improve water quality, I should say, and to provide compliance assistance to the landowners and managers, as is currently happening in some of the other basins already, such as Shasta and Scott. I want to, again, on the statewide coordination front, just mention, and I think in a previous briefing to you, the board has mentioned that there was an implementation memorandum of agreement that was signed by the four agencies that were involved in the technical TMDL. So again, the two EPA regions, Oregon, DEQ, and the regional board, with the intent of coordinating on the implementation of the TMDLs and really working towards basin-wide solutions and trying to foster targeting of resources where the actions and the resources are best bent to have the best effect. And so we at EPA are very committed to continuing that coordination and working on that front, as well as trying to provide resources, both grant funding resources and staff resources as available to continue that cooperation. And then finally, this is not new to you, but just want to remind you of the consent decree schedule under which we are operating. EPA, as I've mentioned in previous testimony to you, has a commitment under the North Coast TMDL consent decree to either approve the state's TMDL or adopt a federal TMDL, establish a federal TMDL by December 2010. And we fully intend to meet that commitment, and it is my sincere hope that it will be an approval of the state's TMDL and not a federal TMDL in doing so. So in summary, just want to commend you and your staff for the hard work and look forward to continuing to working with you all. Thank you.
Thank you, Gail. Board member questions? I have one for you, Gail. Just, you're here representing Region 9. Are Region 9 and 10 on the same page?
Generally. Right. Yes. We've been working closely on these TMDLs. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. We have a representative from Tim McClintock. It's Tom McClintock. Tim Holloby.
Good morning. My name is Tim Hollibird, senior field representative for Congressman Tom McClintock, the 4th District of California. Basically, we represent Modoc County in this situation. Our comments are different after seeing the presentation made by your staff this morning. I was very pleasantly surprised with their presentation. Your senior staff has given us time and briefings on this situation. We appreciate that. We'd like to encourage you to proceed with a waiver for the agricultural lands, particularly the irrigated agricultural lands. I think that'll solve a lot of problems. And I'll keep this short. The Siskiyou County folks have pretty well stated what we would have stated. No sense to repeat it. We do have problems with the model that you used, but I'm sure you'll hear a lot of that. And I need to state publicly for the record that the congressman is opposed to dam removal. So thank you.
Okay. Thank you. And at this point, I don't have any other cards from federal or state agencies. No takers. I'm going to go on then to the Siskiyou County RCD, Bill Crum.